Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Trails to you until we meet again.
Well, my good friend and neighbor, this is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy until we talk again later on WRCO-FM in Richland Center, Wisconsin. Our 9 o'clock update is sponsored by Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, continuing the long tradition of caring service to area families, and the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There's always something for everyone, including bowling, legendary pizza, and video games. Skies are overcast at 65 degrees.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. About a week and a half until government funding runs out. Today, the House and Senate will vote on short-term stopgap measures. A Republican plan includes close to $90 million to boost security for federal officials, says ABC Stephen Portnoy.
But some Republicans say the measure doesn't include enough money to protect lawmakers in the wake of Charlie Kirk's assassination. Democrats say the bill should contain an extension of expiring tax credits that have made Obamacare plans more affordable. The Senate will take up both parties' proposals, but neither is expected to cross the critical 60-vote threshold.
Today, the CDC's vaccine advisory panel will vote on whether to change vaccination recommendations for hepatitis B. The nation's leading OBGYN groups calling for increased cannabis screening before, during, and after pregnancy, citing a misperception that cannabis use is safe during pregnancy. President Trump is speaking with Chinese leader Xi Jinping. Trade and TikTok expected to top the agenda. This is ABC News. It appears the search has come to an end for the father who allegedly killed his daughters, ages 5 to 9 years old.
Travis Decker, an expert in wilderness survival from his time in the military, was believed to have been hiding out in the mountains of Washington State after investigators said he killed his three young daughters during a parental visit in May. They were murdered at a campsite near Leavenworth, Washington. Now, human remains have been found in a remote area near Leavenworth. The local sheriff saying they are believed to be Decker's remains, but a positive ID is still pending. Alex Stone, ABC News.
A Florida jury slapped American Airlines with a $9.6 million judgment after it found the carrier did not follow its own procedures leading up to a passenger's midair stroke 4 years ago. The airline says it's considering an appeal. Hyundai's recalling more than 560,000 Palisade SUVs from the 2020 through 25 model years because of seat belt buckle problems. I'm Brian Clark, ABC News.
The Phoenix Center has made lunch easy and delicious. Open every day at 11 a.m., they serve a full menu with a strong focus on lunch favorites like burgers, salads, wraps, sandwiches, and signature appetizers. Whether it's a quick bite or dinner with the family, the Phoenix Center delivers even to go. Call 649-7469 for carryout and don't miss their famous pizza, a local favorite in Richland Center. That's the Phoenix Center.
C.S. Lewis said, "You can't go back and change the beginning, but you can start where you are and change the ending." This is Darren Klingerman of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service at Richland Center in Muscadet. We encourage you to savor the moments you have with your family and friends, leaving you with few regrets in the end. And when the time comes to celebrate a life well lived, we'll be ready to support and serve you at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch is sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. Learn how you can own a home without needing 20% down.
A high of 76 today, humid with off and on showers, possibly a thunderstorm. East to southeast winds at 5 to 13. Occasional showers tonight, maybe a thunderstorm, and a low of 60. Saturday, mostly cloudy and humid with scattered showers, possibly a thunderstorm, and a high of 74. Rain likely Saturday night with rumbles of thunder too, and a low of 57. Sunday, mostly cloudy, a few showers or thunderstorms possible, and a high of 75. It is the end of summer sale at Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin now through September 30th. Get free basic carpet installation on select stock Mohawk carpets. Yes, you heard it right. Free installation. Spruce up your bedroom, refresh the living room, or warm up that basement floor with beautiful Mohawk carpet. Install for free from Badgerland Flooring. Call 608-649-3567. Stop in or visit Facebook or online at badgerlandflooring.com. Badgerland Flooring, your home, your style, your floor. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Boarding House Antiques in Richland Center, where you can treasure hunt in 17 rooms of antiques and gifts. There's live music at the Garden Stage every second Friday of the month, June through September. Tammy and Margie invite you to visit Tuesday through Saturday. Check out the historic Boarding House Antiques. Check them out on Facebook and their webpage. They buy antiques. 339 West Seminary Street in Richland Center, next to the depot.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people will experience a mental health condition during their lifetime? Amplify Health by Gunderson Basketball is proud to offer a new program called Senior Life Solutions. This program is designed to meet the unique needs of individuals, typically 65 and older, experiencing depression and or anxiety related to life changes often associated with aging. To learn more about this new program for seniors, call Amplify Health Basketball today.
Are you looking for a custom touch that stands out? Simply Country Signs and Designs in Boscobel has you covered. From personalized signs of any kind to vehicle lettering, custom shirts, and laser engraving, they bring your ideas to life with quality and style. Call Simply Country Signs and Designs at 608-485-3776 and let them create something just for you. 608-485-3776. Simply Country Signs, where custom meets country charm.
The Morning Show on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCO.com, featuring real community conversations that matter to our community. The WRCO Morning Show studio is proudly sponsored by Richland Hospital, caring for the health of our community. Scott Industries, enjoy building strong futures. Osborne Stump Removal, clearing the way for what's next. And Sean's Auto Repair, keeping you on the road with service you can trust. Welcome to our morning show today from WRCO. It's our time to focus on some great things happening with the Richland School District. Carrie Stoltz is here, Richland School District Director of Marketing and Communications, and Robin Dickman is here. Robin is a middle and high school teacher and working with the Hive program. We'll talk about that and what that's about, what it stands for, coming up here on the morning show. Carrie, it's right now, happy thoughts, thinking about homecoming, right?
Yeah, we are. It's coming up so quickly. There's plenty to do before it happens, but yeah, coming up the end of this month is homecoming week. We actually have a home game tonight, so that's our last home game before homecoming. And yeah, it's been a whirlwind. We're back in school and things are going, and some of those first tests are coming out right now, and some grade checks that are some are great, some are not. So kids are really getting back into the swing of being in school and needing to do some work and hit the ground running.
By this point, and this is the third Friday, this is always an important day for the district, any district, yeah. Right?
Oh, definitely. So third Friday is basically is how many students are in our district. And so I don't know if it's Wisconsin or the DPI or who decides that, okay, this is the day that if kids are going to be in your school, they should be in your school. And so we'll do a count and see how many students we have and how many are in building. And there's a couple other ways that you can, you know, if a kid is sick today or something like that, they're not going to not be counted. But yeah, it's a big day, and we are hoping that we have good numbers and all the kids in school today. So yeah, it's kind of a random day out there in holiday in the district school sort of world, if you will. But yep, we're hoping we have lots of kids in class today.
And you've had a chance to introduce new staff, I think, on your website and, and whatnot, but they're kind of getting settled in now. Did you have a lot of new staff this
year?
We
did. We it wasn't as much as some other years, but we really had some like key pieces come in. The Hive program is new, so we had two teachers come in with that, Robin and then Amanda Lewig, and that was a whole new program for us and really supporting in a different way as we've seen kind of virtual education become a bigger component of education in general and something that kids really have gravitated towards. I think COVID kind of was the beginning of that. And when, you know, a lot of kids were itching to come back to the building and get, you know, back to normalcy, some kids really were like, hey, this actually worked really well for me. So as we're seeing that more, districts and us specifically, but districts all over the state are seeing that and kind of really kind of trying to support that as well. So then we had some other positions in our district office. So we have a retirement coming up and a couple people replacing that position. Our tech ed department got a new instructor. But yeah, just a smattering of people all over the place. Second grade, I think, fifth grade. So new teachers coming in, and it was exciting to see. It's always exciting to get some fresh ideas and fresh insights from some people who have experience teaching in other school districts, and maybe we can borrow some ideas from those districts, and also to get those fresh eyes that are like right out of college. I mean, those young people really come in with new ideas and fresh ideas and hopefully are veteran teachers, and those fresh eyes can kind of make a great match. And we do have a mentor program to help our new teachers kind of learn our buildings and our district and learn about teaching in general. Teacher Mentorship Academy is really great program for our young teachers too, to really get them started in a good way with classroom management and also just the what in the world did I do sort of thing. So we have veteran teachers come in for that. It's really a great program to support our newest educators, and we're excited to see them in the buildings and not in the buildings too. Mm-hmm. We're talking about the virtual program.
So the older teacher, the more veteran teacher, mentors the younger, does that go through the year then, or how does that work?
Yeah, it's actually, I think, a multi-year program with, you know, like fewer touch points as they get more involved. But yeah, they have building buddies, I think is what it's called. So you can have someone to ask when the copier doesn't like you or something like that. And also a veteran teacher in your department to kind of help you with student management, how things run in our district, questions on curriculum or best practices or things like that, things that are going to help our younger teachers really get that good base of knowledge. And I do truly believe that it goes both ways. So some of our veteran teachers also get to see these new ideas. And just somebody asking, why do you do it this way, can really make you question, like, oh, why do I do it this way? Maybe there's something better or something different I can try, or a student I can better support in a different way.
Mm-hmm. Most definitely. You like to talk about some wins for the district, I think. And what I have noticed, your extracurriculars, because I'm at a lot of your sporting events, great attendance, great fan support, great student sections.
Yeah.
So you got to be happy with that. Good start to the season.
It is awesome. And I mean, you and I were both at River Valley last night, so that was great to see the volleyball team come away with a win. And the River Valley is always a head-to-head sort of contentious match, so that was nice to get that win for them. The football team got a nice win over Lancaster a couple weeks ago, so we really are seeing the energy is really great. And I mean, over the summer we work really hard. District office works all year, and so we're hitting the ground and we're getting ready, and there's like all these things to put in place and the paperwork sort of things, and then we get kids back in the building and it really is this kind of energy that comes through. And the cell phone thing went into place this year at the high school especially. And
how's that going?
It's louder for sure.
They talk more?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that's a good thing, right?
Yeah, the hallways are louder. The lunchroom is louder. It's it actually has been, I think, really good. And I didn't even bring my cell phone with me today. Robin and I both said the more the kids are encouraged to not.
Look at that.
I know, it's crazy. The more the kids are encouraged to not be on their phones, the more we, even as adults, have kind of embraced it a little bit too. And I mean, my kids, even the first couple of days, they're like, I just feel like I'm forgetting something. I feel like I'm forgetting something. And realizing that that was a big part of your day, like that you have this thing that you now feel like you're forgetting if you don't have attached to you. So I think it's been really positive. The adults think it's been really positive. The kids may have different opinions sometimes. But all in all, it's louder in the building, and that energy is really there, really great to hear it even through our walls. So
eye contact and conversations, and man, there's nothing wrong with that.
Not at all. Right. Yeah, your line of work is kind of relies on that.
Yeah, it kind of does, doesn't it? You always try to convince some friends from the district to come and join you, and sometimes you have success, sometimes you don't, but you had success. Robin Dickman said that she would join you.
She did. It was a little last minute, but I'm always grateful to our staff and kids, all the people who will come and join me and talk about their great programs. And it is, I usually meet with whoever's going to come with me, and it's so exciting to see their eyes light up. Like, you know, some people are nervous about coming on the radio or something like that, but they all have this passion that just exudes from them. And so it's easy to get people to talk about things they're passionate about, and Robin is no exception. So,
yeah, good to have you on, Robin.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here.
Thanks for joining us. Yes. So tell us, what does HIVE stand for?
It stands for, help me. Home-based. That's what the H is. Well, I'm sorry. Home-based, instructor-facilitated virtual education. I just got a little stage fright. Sorry about that. I'm over it.
So it kind of incorporates a lot of things.
That's correct, yes.
Not just one avenue, does
That's
it?
That's right. So the home-based means you can be doing your school from home, and I would say a lot of my students are doing their school from home, but really, Carrie kind of coined the term learning anywhere and excelling everywhere. So I do like that. So you can be doing school on the beach, or you could be doing school in the car on your way to see Grandma and Grandpa, or at Grandma and Grandpa's house, or wherever you are, school is with you. And that's really how life is, right? So you're learning everywhere. You're learning something everywhere you are. And now we're just taking formal education into that same space.
It sounds like it's not just a one size fits all. I mean, there are a lot of different combinations that students are doing this year, aren't there?
Absolutely. And that's what we want it to be, kind of like school your way. If you like to be at home and you want to do school at home, that's great. If you're more of a traveler, like maybe your family travels, you can be doing school on the road. But also the ability to choose like classes that fit your interest. And some students still like that in building part, and so they're maybe doing a class or two in building. They have the option to do any clubs or sports that are available in our district, and so some of our students are taking advantage of that. But yes, it really is built around doing what works for you, learning how you learn, your ways. Like if you are more one-on-one, or if you're more just by yourself, or if you like to listen to music, or if you just doing it your way, education your way.
So there are some students that choose to go like maybe to a couple of classes in person and then do the rest of the day virtual?
Absolutely, yeah. I think band and choir are big picks. Some are PE, Phi Ed. I'm trying to think what some of my art. Art's another huge one that the students love to come and be in person for. That's kind of, I mean, you can do art by yourself, but there's something to be said for doing that in person and having another person's eyes on it and stuff. Yeah.
Are there some homeschool students that do some virtual with you as well?
Yes. Well, home-based education is different. Like it's its own definition by the DPI, but this is through the district, kind of a home-based program. So yes, some students have chosen to leave the regular homeschool program and come with us. And we do have one student that is kind of doing a hybrid of both homeschooling and HIVE, because homeschool students are allowed to take up to two subjects or two classes in the district, courses in the district, and this student is choosing to do HIVE. So he's still at home, but he is taking two classes through the district. So
Yeah. Interesting stuff. And you think about the history of education, you know, years ago, this might not have been something that you'd have been in favor of. I mean, you've seen success with it, and it's something that works, it sounds like.
Yes. Well, so I am part of the National At-Risk Education Network. And it was interesting, a few months ago at our last meeting, one of the leaders, national leaders in that, was saying schools, education in America needs to start thinking outside of the box. Like, since COVID, people's eyes have been open, kind of like Carrie was saying, that having 30 kids in a class all doing the same assignment doesn't work for every kid. And if we want to meet kids where they're at and meet their needs and help them learn to the best of their ability and their potential, we need to start thinking outside the box. And so I'm really proud of the Richland School District for thinking outside of the box and coming up with some unique and solutions. And we are kind of like, this is our first year, so we are trying stuff and seeing what works and seeing what doesn't work. And I've even had people say, can I do this? And well, I had never thought of that. So let me check into that. Let's see if we can make that work. So really just trying to open our minds up to what would work for students and what we can do for them. So
I know students in the partner school, a lot of them have jobs elsewhere. Is that kind of the case with students in the Hive program too?
Yes, yeah, some of my students have chosen Hive because maybe they are working. They had a great job that they loved. I have a senior who did construction all summer, and is, because it's still construction season, you know, the weather is still great for that. And being in the school building 5 days a week for 8 hours a day would not work. He would have to give that up, but he's able to continue working construction and do his Hive school, his online program, around that, either in the evenings or on the weekends. Still doing great. I just checked on him today. He's doing fabulous. Keeping up with everything. In fact, ahead of pace in some of his classes. So, but working.
I can see this helping graduation rates as well.
Well, that we would hope so. But right. Yes, I definitely think that's going to be the case. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Is there a typical day?
No, there isn't. That's the whole point, right? It is what works for you. So, I mean, a lot of the students get up and work at home and then come in for classes or don't come in for classes. But also a lot of my students are hitting subjects on the weekends. So I'll come in on Monday morning and I have all these assignments to grade and then a lot of things turned in. So that works for them. That's what they're doing. So really, no, there is no typical day. It's what works for you as a student.
How many students are in the Hive program, Robin?
Currently, we are hitting that 45 mark in the 7 through 12. I'm not sure what Amanda's current count is, but I want to say it's hovering around 20. So that's going to put us close to 65. I don't think that's an exact number, so don't hold me exactly to the number, but we're in that area.
What grades does Amanda Louie have then?
Amanda has pre-K through 6th.
Okay.
So she's doing the elementary, and that does look different than the high school. High school students are more independent. I ask my high school students to log their attendance daily. They need to turn in what I call an EOL, an evidence of learning daily. So some sort of an assignment to show that they've done school daily. Now remember, if they're turning that in on Saturday and Sunday, then they may not be turning in something 2 days during the week, right? But Amanda's students maybe are turning that in weekly. And then she does a lot of online classes with them and meets with them virtually as a class, and a lot of fun activities. She's really a fantastic teacher.
How does it work then, Robin? Do they check in? Is it 8 to 3:30 like the typical school day, or can they do classes at night, 2 o'clock in the morning, or what works for each student?
Well, I only work 7:30 to 3:30, uh-huh. But they are welcome to work whatever works for them. So then if they are doing classes at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, some people do like that schedule. I won't see it till the next morning, but I am checking on them daily, mm-hmm, to see.
So each student checks in every day. So you,
they are supposed sure to turn something in every day. Yes. Uh-huh. And most of them are really great at that.
Huh, that's interesting stuff there. And you look at this and the future of this, if somebody is listening and may be interested in getting a student in this, is there still room to enroll?
Yes, absolutely. We still have, in fact, I'm not even sure what that cap is going to be for me. It is the first year. So I'm just seeing what the workload is. But right now, absolutely, there's space.
Mm-hmm. It keeps you busy though, it sounds like, with that many students.
Absolutely, yeah. But I wouldn't want it any other way.
Yeah. Sounds like fun. We'll come back and talk a little bit more about it, the Hive program, and some other cool things going on in the Richland District when the morning show continues.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Dealing with the loss of a loved one is never easy. I'm Nick Hodge of the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service in Richland Center in Muscadet. Many families have found pre-planning can help ease the burden of loss. Anyone can create a plan at any stage in life, and you can make changes at any time. Pre-planning is free of charge at the Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service. Please contact us to schedule a time to meet with a member of our staff to discuss your options and design your plan in person. You'll be glad you did.
Looking to save on energy bills? Neighborhood Housing Services of Southwest Wisconsin offers energy efficiency programs to help homeowners cut costs while making their homes more comfortable. Lower your utility bills and reduce your carbon footprint with our expert solutions. Call 608-647-4949 to learn more.
Turn up the heat with A&W's Double Spicy Papa Burger. Two juicy all-beef patties topped with two slices of melted American cheese, bold jalapenos, crisp lettuce and fresh tomato, and a drizzle of the signature spicy Papa sauce. It's the burger your mama warned you about, and then some. This fan favorite is packed with flavor, so stop by A&W and make your next meal a spicy one. Serving up smiles the old-fashioned way, right in Boscobel at A&W on Highway 61. Prices and participation may vary. If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. They put people first, offering great benefits, growth opportunities, and a positive, supportive environment. Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and support the Richland Center community every step of the way. Rockwell Automation, a great place to work, a great neighbor to have. Now hiring. Learn more today at rockwellautomation.com.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
This is Tyler Wilkinson with Wilkinson Law Group. You know what I hate about lawyers? Lawyer talk. Lawyers can talk down to you, get you confused, and still not answer your questions. And then they charge you for the confusion. I like talking with people, helping them think through their questions, and answering them in a simple way. I hate lawyer talk, but I love making our clients happy. Wilkinson Law Group, estate planning, real estate services, and good honest advice. More info at WilkinsonLawGroup.com.
If you're near retirement or thinking about retiring, you probably have a lot of questions. How do you make your savings last? How much should you take out and when? You're ready for retirement, but are your finances? I'm Edward Jones Financial Advisor, Katie Bedward. Let's work together to make sure your finances meet your unique needs over the long haul. You've done what it takes to get there. Now it's time to make the most of retirement. Call us to schedule an appointment at 647-8889. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Heads up, Wautoma.
The tops are dropping, engines are rumbling, and your uncle just tried to trade his lawnmower for a 75 Vet. It's vintage. We're convertibles and classics, and we've officially landed in Wautoma. From American classics to stylish convertibles, if it's cool, we probably have it. So swing by Convertibles and Classics at W7720 State Road 21 next to the Culver's in Wautoma, because life's too short to drive a boring car.
Our focus is on the Richland School District today on The Morning Show. Gary Stoltz and Robin Dickman in the studio with us today to talk about some great things going on at the start of the school year. The school years go by so fast. It seems like we were just setting the stage last year.
Right. I know. Last time I was here, we weren't in school yet. So,
that's right.
Yeah. So it really is. It's hard to get back into that routine, but it happens so quickly. And before you know it, I mean, first quarter won't last very long at all, especially with like homecoming and the kind of first day, you know, first week getting in the building. And it will be, it's just crazy how quickly it goes. And every week is something new and something exciting. And so, yeah, it's, we're hitting the ground really.
I'm impressed by how many clubs that the school has. Could you talk about those?
Yeah, for sure. If you've seen, like, if you've been to an event or something, usually the concession stand is run by a certain club or a certain class even. I think class of 28 has concessions tonight at football even. I've been at soccer games and the soccer girls have run that. So clubs are usually in charge of concession, and then that helps raise money for their club. But there are so many that our food service director puts out the list of events and what, you know, what are available for clubs, and it is gone just in a heartbeat because all these clubs want to work it. But yeah, we have like, I think it's nearly 20 clubs now that kids can be a part of. So everything from forensics, if you're really into speech, or the yearbook, or a couple new clubs this year, which are really exciting. So we started a chapter of Skills USA, which really focuses on a myriad of skills that kids can have. So there is a consumer science arm, family and consumer science arm. So that would focus on like culinary and that kind of stuff. And then there's also a technical arm, which would focus on, I mean, really the sky's the limit, automotive or mechanical or even light design or things like that too. So those are new clubs this year that kids can be a part of. Our in-building students went around, it's got to be last week sometime, and just explored all the different clubs. So each club had an advisor sitting at their table kind of talking about what their club is, and students got a chance to kind of go around all of them and see what they might be interested in. So that's always an exciting day for kids to kind of open their eyes and see what new things are out there too. Along with Skills USA, there was also the HOSA, which I can't remember the total acronym, but it is for students who are interested in healthcare and getting into kind of those careers and having a club that they can talk to other people who are interested in that, maybe earn some internship opportunities or go shadow at the hospital or a dental office or anything like that. So those are just some of the new ones this year that we are excited. And we're, you know, bringing back some old favorites, National Honor Society, Student Council, the Eat and Read Club is kind of a unique one to the Richland District. So, you know, if I was younger, I'd be all over that.
Do you still read, like, still read books? So you were putting out some time last year set aside for students and teachers.
We do, yeah. So ours at the high school is Monday. The district office even participates. And so Mondays from 1:15 to 1:45, we have Read Across the Hive. And so different school buildings will do it at different times. But yeah, it's literally a half hour where everything shuts down. We don't answer the phone. We don't answer the doors. We shut down the office and we just read for 30 minutes. And our kids are participating too. And like personal mom experience, my kid does not love that. So he started reading the paper like during the day, during his Read Across the Hive time, because he's like, the books are not what I want to do. But even reading a paper or a magazine or anything like that, sports section is probably a mm-hmm. favorite. But
you're still reading, though.
Right? Exactly. Yeah. You're still reading something that interests you. It could be anything. Anything. Kids can read graphic novels or you know, hunting and fishing magazines or whatever would interest them. So in the office, we try and do a little more like technical reading or something that is job related, but even we can pick something fun that we want to do, a novel or something like that. So yeah, really a focus of the district to know that reading is really fundamental to a lot of the things we do. And it's, you know, learn to read and then read to learn. And so really kind of leaning into that read to learn component of our students, for our students, is a big focus of the district.
I'm happy to hearing that that's still going on. Homecoming, I know you're going to bring some student council students in a couple of weeks, but that'll be a busy week. Could you talk about the theme and what's going on that week?
It's such a fun theme. I think student council is responsible for it every year, but Once Upon a Hive. So it's very fairy tale, sort of theme, and that some of the things the kids' activities have a fairy tale theme even involved in them. So we always have the tug of war, but this year it's the tangled tug of war. So like Rapunzel's hair is the rope. So the kids have done a good job to kind of come up with things that are going to keep the theme alive. And so even the dress days are kind of fairy tale themed. So there was Monday is Beauty or the Beast, and so you could dress, you know, super fancy or not at all, and then fancy or not fancy, not at all. Fancy or not fancy. Another one is Pinocchio Day. So if you've seen the kids in the white t-shirts where they write a white lie about themselves, that's Pinocchio Day for the kids. And just kind of having this fun fairy tale theme around it is always fun. And there's always still Class Color and Hornet Pride, but just kind of having this fairy tale Once Upon a Hive. And so in the floats, you'll see that kind of theme too coming through in the parade, and kind of a fairy tale underpinning of anything we're doing for homecoming.
Oh, well, it'll be full gear and full, toilet paper. Is there another no TP? Can you get signs again this year if people want those?
They're not out yet, but I do anticipate that we have those coming out, for the kids.
Okay.
For the residents who would prefer not to clean up toilet paper the day after.
So just talk to the district if that's
talk to the district. We'll have a Facebook post, I'm sure, and probably something in the paper when they're released. Student council is in charge of that. So we're still a couple weeks away. So I do anticipate those are coming back in. And I think high school office to pick those up. So we'll have those out for our residents.
Okay. Robin, we appreciate you coming along. It's been nice to learn about the Hive program. Maybe, again, you could talk a little bit about it. How is this different maybe from other virtual learning situations that maybe other districts have?
Absolutely. So one thing that I would like to really hit is that you have two local teachers. That's the I in Hive, the instructor facilitated. And so instead of maybe having teachers across the state or maybe not even in our state that are teaching your classes, you have somebody local that is accessible to the students, can help them troubleshoot, answer questions, and is grading their papers. So I think one of the benefits of this is if there's an assignment that a student is really just not comfortable with or doesn't like, or maybe they just want to pitch a new idea, like, hey, I really think I can show my mastery of this skill or my mastery of this concept, and I would prefer to do it in this way. And they can have a different type of project or paper or learning that they want to do that is different, that's written in the curriculum, we can adjust that. We can adjust that and really tailor it to their needs and their how they want to show what they've learned. So not that maybe other programs don't do that, but this is just a local person that you can work with and that is available. We both have, Amanda and I both have office hours. Yes, it can be face-to-face. Even if that face-to-face is virtually, they can jump in and work with us in that way.
For parents, it might be concerned that their students aren't going to get the socialization. As you mentioned, important that they can still join clubs and extracurriculars and things like that.
Yes,
too,
they can join all of our clubs, extracurriculars. Amanda and I are also being very intentional about having some outings for Hive students. So on October 2nd, we're attending A Midsummer's Night Dream at APT. All Hive students are invited to come to that. I mean, it's closed now. We had to say how many tickets, but they were all invited to come. And we will be doing that on October 2nd. Really excited about that. I can't wait to see it. I've heard great things because the English department took some kids this week. And it sounds like it's an amazing performance. So we're excited. And then we're doing an apple orchard field trip. We're hoping to find a place to do a Thanksgiving dinner together. So there is opportunities for them to mingle virtually, but also in person. I know in the elementary, Amanda has, Miss Luig has a lot of opportunities for the kids to come on virtually and work together or do projects together or learn together, play games together. So they can get to know each other on a screen, but then they can also get together in these in-person field trips. We're trying to plan maybe two or three a season. So our fall season would be the APT and the apple orchard and the Thanksgiving dinner.
Once a student is a part of Hive, I mean, are they locked in for the school year? I mean, can they, like, all of a sudden, oh, maybe this doesn't work, or they can go back to face-to-face?
Yeah, absolutely. Great question. No, they're not locked in. We do ask that they continue out the classes they have, and some of those classes can be set to finish in a quarter. You know, the high school is on quarters and only taking up to four classes per quarter, where a lot of schools do semesters, we do quarters. And so if you are unsure if this is going to be a great fit, we can put you on more of a quarter type of a schedule instead of a semester schedule. And then if it's not working, you can transition back into person. Absolutely. And some of our students are just giving it a try for the first quarter to see how it works. We really want this to be student-centered and about the best possible outcome for students.
Thanks for coming and sharing about
today.
Yeah,
absolutely. Good to learn about it. Happy to be here. Yeah.
Robin Dickman joining us, who is a middle and high school teacher here with the Richland District. And Carrie, we'll probably see you tonight. And it's going to be a big night because they've got the mini cheerleaders tonight.
Yeah, pregame is mini cheerleaders. And then halftime, we are recognizing the band parents. So the band will come out with their parents as a recognition night. So whether you're there for the football team or just there for the band or just there for the cheerleaders, come on out and enjoy a great game tonight at the Richland Center High School Fieldhouse.
And stay tuned to this channel if we have to make some weather announcements. I hope we don't have to.
Yes, please do. Fingers
we'll cross our fingers.
We will.
All right. Thanks for coming in this month. You bet.
Thank you so much.
You bet. Carrie Stoltz joining us, Richland School District Director of Marketing and Communications, and Robin Dickman as well in the studio talking about the virtual programs with the district. We'll be back with more in a moment.
The fall season is here. Time to think about getting your car ready for winter. When was the last time you had your coolant checked or flushed, got a tune-up, or checked your tires or alignment? Hi, this is Sean from Sean's Auto Repair and Performance. Stop and see us for all your fall service needs. Whether it's cars, trucks, or SUVs, you'll get courteous, quality, professional service for imports and domestics. Call 608-649-AUTO. That's 649-2886. Sean's Auto Repair and Performance, 184 East Mill Street in downtown Richland Center. People who care about your car.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch, stop into Christie's.
Emily, Ella, Erica, or Tina will be more than happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
At U.S. Cellular, you can get four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90 with no trade-in.
Great! I'll send a phone to each of my four daughters to see who calls me first.
That's sweet.
I can only pay for one of their weddings.
Oh,
I hope it's going to be Catherine, but I know it's going to be Sarah.
Get four lines for $90 a month and choose four of the latest phones for free. No trade-in or hidden requirements, and we'll pay off your current contract when you switch. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
If you're looking for a workplace that truly cares about you and your future, at Rockwell Automation in Richland Center, it's more than just a job. It's a career with purpose. At Rockwell, people come first. You'll find competitive pay, great benefits, and real opportunities to grow in a positive, team-driven environment where your work truly matters. From supporting innovation on the job to volunteering in the community, Rockwell is proud to stand behind its employees and give back to Richland Center every step of the way. Whether you're starting your career or looking for a fresh start, Rockwell Automation is a great place to work and a great neighbor to have. Now hiring in Richland Center. Simply visit rockwellautomation.com to learn more and apply today.
Are you looking for a meaningful way to give back to your community? Passages is looking for compassionate, motivated volunteers to join our team. We provide men, women, and children survivors of domestic violence and sexual assault with free, confidential services regardless of age, sex, or gender identity. We have a variety of volunteer opportunities available, from yard cleanup, donation sorting and organizing, and fundraising support, to shelter advocacy and survivor support. There are also a couple of larger outdoor projects that would be great for teams. Do you want to share a skill? We're also launching new life skills programming and are seeking volunteers to lead classes such as yoga, sewing, crocheting, cooking, meditation, grounding exercises, and more. Whether you're interested in direct client support or behind-the-scenes help, there's a place for you at Passages. Did you know that every hour you volunteer helps Passages meet its grant match? Learn more by visiting our website at passagesrc.com and click on the I Want to Help tab. There you will find a list of opportunities and a volunteer application. Join us in making a difference, one life, one step at a time.
Michelle Ryan, Administrator with Division of Trade and Consumer Protection, is our guest here on WRCO to talk about some September topics to maybe keep you out of a jam a little bit. How you doing, Michelle?
I'm doing really well, thank you. Can't believe we're already to September.
Isn't that something? I know it. It's crazy. One of the things we want to talk about was fake websites, and how are they used recently?
We have heard from a number of consumers that they're being used a little differently now in jury duty scams. We know that scammers have been known to falsely accuse individuals of missing jury duty, and then they claim they need to pay money to avoid being arrested. But this new twist is that scammers are now telling these individuals to click a link that opens what appears to be an official government website, but it's actually just a very convincing fake controlled by the scammer.
Very interesting. And how does it relate to jury duty? I think we've talked about that before with like fake phone calls and things like this, but this would be something different, right?
It is. I mean, it relates to jury duty in the context that it's something that people know that they need to serve. They trust that announcement that it's their turn, but they don't know how the process works. So a scammer can take advantage of that. And each municipality is a little different in how they implement that as well. But what we've seen is that this scam starts with a call or text claiming to come from a local law enforcement agency. And after the consumer hears this concerning news that they've missed their jury duty notice, they're sent a link to this website, again, looking very official, and it's sounding official with the URL and that page design. But the website then asks the consumer to enter their birth date and their social security number to find out how much they owe. And in some cases, it's claimed that they've owed thousands of dollars in unpaid fines for not appearing for jury duty. And now the scam has the consumer's private information as well. So the next step is then to convince the consumer to send money to pay these fines. So the scammer might ask for a payment by card to be entered through that same website, which then gives them access to that financial data. Or they've asked the consumer to pay at a government kiosk, which doesn't really exist. And it's the scammer's name for a cryptocurrency ATM, or referred to as BTMs. And so if a consumer follows these instructions and puts cash into this crypto machine, it will really be very difficult to recover any funds for the consumer.
Is there a way for the scammers to sort of blackmail people? You know, hey, I've got your information and use it against you?
Well, you know, that sounds like the next step that could easily be coming because they'll have that. But really, they wouldn't even have to blackmail the consumer because the consumer has just handed over that personal information and now has to be concerned about identity theft and always be mindful and watchful, because a consumer, that scammer, wouldn't even really have to announce what they're going to do with it. They can just try and take advantage of the consumer behind their backs and do so repeatedly. So this is a scary new twist that consumers really need to be on the watch for. If they ever get noticed that it's time to serve for jury duty, they can confirm that with the clerk of courts in their municipality to verify that. And usually first notification comes by letter and tells them what phone number to call to see if they need to report. And it also tells them how to get an exception if they should need a waiver for some reason, because the date parameters won't work. So there is a process in place for each municipality, and they should reach out again to that clerk of courts to find out more details versus trusting a phone call or a text message.
We're having the Richland County Clerk of Courts on with us on the talk show later this month, so we can ask her more about that as well. So,
that'd be wonderful, because one of the best prevention tips is to be informed about processes so we don't get thrown off guard and have scare tactics worked against us.
Next up, preventing tech support scams. What can you tell us about that this month?
Well, here a consumer recently reported to DadCap that they encountered a threatening computer pop-up that said there was an issue with their device which required technical support. So that's not new. That's the standard scam we've talked about many times. But in this case, the consumer called a phone number listed on the pop-up, not realizing this was a scam attempt, which would then try to convince them that their bank was stealing their money. So when they made that call, the consumer was instructed by the fake tech support specialist to download a program that allowed the scammer that remote access to their entire computer. Next, this scammer said the consumer had money stolen from their account multiple times in recent days by someone working at their bank. And the scammer claimed they needed to then work with the FBI to track which bank employee was taking the consumer's money. They guided the individual through setting up an online bank account, which they didn't previously have. Then finally, the scammer tried to seal the deal by telling the consumer to wire more than $14,000 to another account for a sting operation against their own bank. And it was, of course, the consumer's money that they were asked to wire. So thankfully, the consumer didn't give in to that high-pressure tactic or that false sense of urgency. And one of the other signs that was present during this was that an insistency to not tell anyone else about the situation. They weren't allowed to confer with friends or family members about it, and the consumer did disregard that, so that it saved them from losing more than $14,000.
That would be a definite red flag if you're not able to talk to anybody about it, right?
It needs to be. The high-pressure tactics, a false sense of urgency, all need to be. If anyone gets this call and they're at all concerned about transactions and that they think their money's disappearing from their bank, go to the bank. Go to the bank, talk to a teller, get a current statement, and you can see your money and where it has gone and not gone. You compare it to the previous month's statement, and you can validate that your money is still there and not disappearing from your account.
PayPal scams remaining popular. What's the latest on that, Michelle?
Yes, they are remaining very popular. We continue to receive phone calls from consumers who were targeted by scammers on several different variations of PayPal scams. The scammer's main goal here is to try to convince consumers to send them money, but they have a secondary goal, and it's to steal that personal information or private data. So think bank account numbers and account login details. So there's a couple different steps consumers can take based on the type of interaction they are having. If a consumer receives an unfamiliar PayPal invoice, they shouldn't react right away. Instead, they should pause, check their records to see if they made any purchase that matched the description, and then talk about the invoice with someone that they trust and only send money for purchases they know are real. However, if a consumer is overpaid through PayPal and the sender asks them to wire back the difference, that is likely a scam. The scammer may have used stolen money to send the payment and is trying just to clean it by scamming someone else. instead of sending any money back to the sender or any company, consumers should consider canceling the order completely. And then the final area of advice I think we have on this is if a consumer is asked to pay extra fees through PayPal for prizes, shipping costs, unpaid taxes, different business expenses for a new job, or any other reason that seems unusual, uncommon, or unfamiliar, they should just stop right away. It's very unlikely that legitimate sources will ask for these payments to be sent through PayPal. Just remember, don't open any links or use any contact information ever provided in these types of requests. Always rely on your foundational information and go to your account and log in the way you normally would. Or in this case, go to the PayPal help center that they have on their official website.
PayPal, yeah, that's the way to go, right to the main source there and, kind of go from there, right?
Yeah, and I mean, because we're talking PayPal, that's exactly right. If you ever get a text message or phone call or email that has any of these similar signs from a different well-known company, let's say like last month we were talking Amazon, always go to that official website and that official source to navigate what your next step should be, as opposed to clicking the links or using the contact information that might be provided in the message that you received.
It won't be long. We'll be needing some winter storage. Any tips about that and staying safe?
Yeah, there are. And isn't that sad? We already have to think about winter and we just experienced Labor Day here.
Right.
But you may have some fun summer toys, think boats, recreational vehicles, or other items that could need storage. And we want everyone to be aware that DADCAP is responsible for regulating public warehouse keepers who store for hire. And what store for hire means is that a public warehouse keeper is paid to maintain custody of another person's stored property. This doesn't include those rental storage units or self-storage, where consumers who rent those types of units assume the responsibility for the safekeeping of the property stored in the rented space, and then they have access to their unit either during normal business hours or maybe, you know, it's 24/7. But in public warehouse keepers, they are licensed by DADCAP and include many types of businesses that store a variety of items for individuals or other businesses. They could include a warehousing company that handles product distribution, maybe a moving company that stores household goods, a vehicle dealership or service center that provides off-season storage for boats, RVs, power sport vehicles, or even farmers who offer an empty barn, shed, or field as a storage space. So, you know, we want consumers to make sure that when they are selecting a public warehouse, they consider those storage requirements that they have for the property they are storing, and is the storage they're looking at appropriate for those needs. So a perfect example is if my property is going to be stored indoors or outdoors, that may or may not be appropriate for the type of item that you're going to be storing. And we also want to make sure that it's suitable for the products that are stored, but make sure to use a licensed facility. And one way you can do that is by checking out the licensed facilities on our website, because we go through a whole bunch of questions and make sure that they are meeting the requirements of the regulations. So you can go to datcp.wi.gov to download that list when you're on the hunt for where to store your goods.
Oh, how does insurance work with that? Does it work on your own policy or that facility? Do they have to have insurance as well?
Well, consumers need to talk to their insurance company about that. Those public warehouse keepers are required to have insurance that will only cover particular situations. And based on the good that you're storing, that may cover things, but you also may need enhanced coverage for the item that the other factors that aren't covered. So that is something you'll want to talk to your insurance agent about to see if you would want enhanced coverage, again, based on the value of the item.
One thing you mentioned earlier in our conversation was cryptocurrency. Is there any update on that or ways to stay safe, or what's your opinion on it?
Well, if you're ever asked to make a payment or secure your money by getting cryptocurrency, that is a red flag of a scam. There's no change there. It's not a regulated currency, and so it's not going to be secure. If you have some fun money, $10, $20, and you want to get into cryptocurrency like your cousin, you know, has, and you just want something fun to watch to experience it, because again, it's fun money, that's a different story and you could look at it. But again, it's not a true, secure, regulated investment. So don't let anyone talk you into thinking that it is a true investment. It's really just something fun.
Yeah, so it's important to know what it is going into it. That's great. Thanks for the information this week, this month. Michelle, thanks for joining us. We'll talk to you, oh my goodness, in October.
Absolutely. If anyone has any questions or needs any materials before October, you know, reach out to the Consumer Protection Hotline at 1-800-422-7128 or go to our website at datcp.wi.gov.
All right, Michelle Reinen joining us on our morning show today. Michelle is from Consumer Protection, DATCAP, here on WRCO's Morning Show.
Got stumps? Call Titus Osborne today for a free estimate. With over 15 years of professional stump grinding and removal experience, Titus is insured and ready to handle your project. Don't let those stumps linger. Get the removal scheduled. Customer satisfaction is a must, and Titus is committed to providing fast, reliable, no-hassle service. Call 608-604-7757 now for all your stump removal needs. 604-7757. Titus Osborne, your go-to expert for stump removal.
Looking for a career where tradition meets opportunity? Join the legacy at Scott Industries, a proud family-owned business celebrating 75 years. They're expanding and hiring dedicated team members. No experience necessary. Just bring your enthusiasm. Enjoy competitive wages, benefits, and a $3 per hour night shift bonus.